My voice expresses my emotions. My voice expresses my emotions. How does my voice express my emotions? It expresses my emotions by all the innuendos, by all of the ups and downs, by all of the caring. When I care to speak gently, lovingly, kindly, when I care to speak with a gentle voice, a voice that says, all is right with the world, there, peace, yes, peace. When I speak with that voice, then all the world listens to me and says, that person really cares. That person has the voice of God. That person has a voice of gentleness. That person has a voice that says, all is in divine order. Yes, that's what a person's voice says, and that's how it says it, and how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is that it says all is in divine order. How wonderful it says that all is peace, and all is quietness, and all is gentleness. When a mother shouts to her child, come in now, time to come in for supper. Come in, time to come in, get washed up, get cleaned up, ready for supper. Come on now. You've had a wonderful time playing outside, now come in. And the mother has all the gentleness in her voice. And the children instantly respond to her. They don't respond to her because she shouts with a strident voice and says, come in, I called you a number of times, now come. And she gets real angry with him. And what happens to the children when the mother gets real angry with them? They just pretend that they don't even hear. They pretend that because they don't want to hear an angry voice. They don't want to hear a strident voice. They don't want to hear a voice that has unhappiness in it. They want to hear a voice that has gentleness in it. Come on now, let's have some ice cream. Oh my goodness, how much they hear that voice. How lovingly they hear that and respond to it and are in it. Are you using your voice for all that it's worth? Are you using your voice to show the world how you think about it? Are you saying, peace, Jer, all is gentle now. All is peace. Peace. That's okay now. Everything's coming along just fine. Are you able to say that? Are you able to say when the world is all mixed up and you're very angry and you're seeing things that are happening that are not very good, your child is in the street and the cars are coming along, and you shout at your child to, come now, come sweetheart, come over here, I got something for you. What is your main purpose in getting the child out of the street and out of danger's way? Your main purpose is so that your child will not be hurt. Now, what is it that attracts your child the most? Oh, the ice cream. Come now, sweetheart. I've got some ice cream for you. Come, let's have it. And then the child comes running out of the street. Now, it's not the anxiety in your voice. That scares the child. It's not the feeling that everything is out of order. That makes everything seem out of order and nothing seem right. And because that's the way it makes it seem, then it doesn't happen good. It doesn't happen in a peaceful way. You don't get the results you want. You don't get the attitude that you want. If you want an attitude, what is an attitude that's going to generate the attitude that you want? What is the tone of voice that is going to generate the emotion that you want to generate? You know what the emotion is that you want to generate. You know what the feeling is that you want to generate. You know what the attitude is you want to generate. But if you allow your emotions to get out of order and you're not in charge of yourself, you won't be in charge of what you're expressing. We all have the ability to say peace before we start being upset or start making commands. We all have the opportunity to say, all is in divine order, before we get our emotions in the way. If we can untangle ourselves from our emotions, if we can untangle ourselves from the things that are so apparently getting to us and be untouched by them, then we'll be the master. We will be the master. We are the master. It's just, are we being masterful in our presentation of our desires to the world? If you say, all is in divine order in the world, if you say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There is now peace on earth, and it began in my heart. There is now peace on earth, and it took place in my thinking. There's now peace on earth, and I see everyone happy and peaceful, just like I am. You can be in the middle of conflict. You can be in the middle of zones of anger and zones of war, but you can be in peace. Do you think every civilian who goes through a war zone where they are living in, where they may be, do you think they're all anxious and uptight all the time? Or do you think they maybe finally, if you will, that they maybe finally become peaceful and say, all is in divine order, all is in God's hands, all is peaceful, all is in divine order? And they're not saying that they want somebody else to be hurt. They're not saying that they want the war to be won by them. They're saying it is peaceful now. It is divine order now. All is in harmony now. And when they say that, what happens? What happens? It is done. When someone says to you, please give a treatment on my behalf. I am not feeling too well. Please give a treatment on my behalf. You say, oh, I'm sorry, you're not feeling too well. Well, what seems to be the problem? What seems to be the discern that you're having? What's going on? No, a practitioner doesn't do that. A practitioner says, when he hears that a person wants a treatment, I don't care what the treatment is for. I do not care what the treatment. I only give the treatment that all is in divine order. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. I don't care who started the war. I don't care what the war is all about and why the conflict is there and why the people seem to be at odds with one another. I don't care. All I care about is peace, harmony, balance right now. Peace, harmony, and balance right now. That's the word that I speak. That's the word that I put into motion for my causes in my world. That's what I call peace on earth, and it began with me. I don't have to know why there's a war. I don't have to know why there's a conflict of any kind. I don't have to know why anything is not the way you want it. All I know is, how do you want it? How do you want anything? And so then I put the attitude forth in that. And instead of shouting at the child and making the child feel angry and upset and hurt and afraid, just say, come on, sweetheart, time for ice cream. And so the child runs to you and says, where? Let's go, Mom. I love ice cream. And in they come. And the fear of injury on the road is no longer apparent because they're not there. The mother knows how to be in control of her voice. She knows how to be in control of her emotions. She knows how to be in control of whatever situation she wants. And so when she says the bills need to be paid, she doesn't say that. She says, all the bills in my family are paid now. I live in abundance. I live in abundance. You forget about those bills. I live in abundance. And if you live in abundance, then there are no bills. If you live in peace, there's no war. If you live in harmony, there's only harmony in the world. And it's up to you how mellow your voice is and how godlike your voice is and how attitudes that you carry are responded in your world in every beautiful, marvelous, fantastic way, because that's what life is all about. And that's all life is all about. And that's what you and I are all about, now and forevermore. Let your emotions be under the control of your voice and your attitude. My voice is in charge of my emotions. My voice says to the world what my emotions are. And all the world says, "Wow, yes, we will follow you." And so they do. Have a lovely, lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.